story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. But then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And then somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, and about the angels singing, and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, there's victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. Oh, but then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the
victory. Welcome to this broadcast. What a joy. What a joy. It really is a joy to bring you this broadcast every Saturday and all over the world. Can you imagine? Australia? Hey, welcome to our friends in Australia. Hey, New Zealand. Hey, Ukraine. Russia. Any part of Russia. South America. South Africa. Welcome to all of you anywhere on the face of this earth. This broadcast is for you. This broadcast is for you. I'm here to tell you, this broadcast is for everybody. And I really want to teach you things that will change your life for Jesus Christ. This is a Jesus-centered broadcast. This is a Holy Bible-centered broadcast. The Bible is infallible. The King James Bible is infallible. Every word of it is yay and amen, and I believe it, and I love it. Now, The broadcast is going to be great today. It really is. And we're going to have a wonderful time. I'm dealing, listen to me now, I'm dealing with the very things that makes the liberal left hate President Trump. I'm dealing now with the very things that makes the liberal left hate President Trump. That may be Democrats, it may be some Republicans, it certainly is the media, it absolutely is the Hollywood swamp, much of the Washington swamp, and anywhere where the philosophy is swampy, that's what it's for. And I want to tell you, we're going to deal with it right straight on. We're not going to, you know, cut no corners. We're just going to say it like it is. Now, let me tell you, to understand why this nation, the liberal left on this nation, hate President Trump, you've got to understand some things about evolution, about secular humanism. You got to understand some things about psychology. You got to understand things about what has happened to the educated elite in America and where it has turned from to. You got to understand the old standards of the biblical culture that was the foundation of America, and the new liberalism, which is nothing but secular humanism, nothing but psychology. And so you've got this old culture of what America used to stand for and the things we really loved. And now you've got this new culture, which is the liberal left. And it's nothing but secular humanism. It's evolution. And it's all the aspects of secular humanism and evolution and everything in the educated elite's mind and world, the media's mind and world, the Hollywood mind and world, the stuff they're producing and sending it on our TV sets. You got to understand that stuff represents evolution, secular humanism, wild, unfettered emotions, careless living, no rights and no wrongs. I'm going to walk you through the list of the 9 things that make the liberal left hate President Trump. Not only do they hate President Trump, they hate fundamental Christianity. They would wipe fundamental Christianity off the map. You know what President Obama did. You know what Hillary Clinton was in the process of helping him do and then wanting to do herself. They were determined to de-Christianize America. De-Christianize America. Absolutely rid America of everything that speaks of value, of culture that's rooted in the Holy Bible. The old-fashioned American values that those of us who love America and love the Bible and love Jesus, we still love them today. Now, you got to listen to me, and you got to put these things together, or I'll leave you kind of confused, and I don't want to do that. The lines are going to be open very shortly, and you're going to get to ask your questions, and we're going to try to understand why the liberal left... While the liberal left and the Democrat Party and many Republicans and the Hollywood swarm, why they hate President Donald Trump. Now, he's not some perfect dude. He's not without spots and wrinkles. He's not, you know, someone that has everything put together perfectly right. No, he does not. No, nor does anybody else, nor anybody out there, nor any of you, nor me. I mean, we're still learning. We're still growing. We're still maturing in the Bible. But you got to hear this, and you got to ask any question you want to ask. And I want you to put Joe Chambers on the spot. I want you to put him on the spot. I want you to do your best to confuse me. Do your best to get me a question that I'm helpless to know what to do with. Okay? Will you help me? Will you do that? You say you're challenging me. I sure am. I'm challenging you because I know why the liberal left hates President Trump, because I've been in the Bible. And the program today is dealing with secular humanism. Where does it start? Where does secular humanism have its origin? What was its beginning? Evolution. Evolution. The beginning of secular humanism was the theory called evolution. God didn't create this world, they say. It came out of an evolving process, out of a swamp somewhere, and a tadpole maybe. However, you know, they've got crazy ideas. But evolution is the root of America's problem. It's the root of the liberal left. It's the root of the secular humanists. It's the root of the Democrat Party. It's the root of the media. It really is. And you will understand it as I move along. Now, number one, evolution. You know how they hate evolution. You know, if anybody mentions teaching creationism, they go ballistic. They cannot stand it. They hate it. Why do they hate it? Because it's antithesis to everything they believe. It's the opposite. It throws their whole philosophy into the trash can. It dumps all their mental greatness on the waste basket. It leaves nothing. When you really get to the root of it, evolution is the root of America's demise and failure and present situation, and it's dark. Now, out of secular humanism, out of evolution comes the idea of secular humanism. I mean, really, that's next with it, is secular humanism. Everything is humanistic. We're just evolved a little ways above the animals, we human beings. Just a little way. We're just a little bit better than dogs. We're just a little bit better than the animals and the coyotes and the lions and the elephants. We're just a little bit better because it's all evolution. It's an evolution of process. It's a evolving process. And they say it's millions of years old. When you talk about the six years from creation in the Bible, you send them up a tree. They go wild. And I can understand why they would go wild. Now, what's sad is when the evolutional process began to be taught, you know what the church did? The church, the liberal church, developed a theory called it's a pre-Adamic race, the gap, the generation gap. They came up with a gap theory, that's the word, gap theory. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, they decided there was a pre-Adamic race. And a lot of Christians, so-called, believe in a pre-Adamic race. Well, you throw the blood of Jesus out the window when you teach a pre-Adamic race, when you teach the gap theory. So anybody listening to me that you hear in the gap theory, you tell them that's a bunch of hooey. Tell them if the devil hadn't got in their mind, they would never believe such junk. That is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Now, you got to understand that. See, the church has moved into this psychological world, into this world of liberalism, just like the education world. We're some years behind it, and there's many of us who are still Bible-believing fundamentalists. But the liberal churches, they loved Obama, and they hate Trump. Did you understand that? The liberal churches loved Obama and they hate Trump because of these very things. We're talking about the root of the problem. I hope you understand that. All right, let's go a little further. You see, in this idea of evolution and then secular humanism comes the idea there are no absolutes. Nothing's right and nothing's wrong. If we're just animals, there's nothing wrong. We may have developed the wrong appetites. They may be devouring of us, but they're neither right nor wrong. So, no absolutes. No absolutes. And look at Trump talking about things in an absolute fashion. Look at him talking about this is wrong. How about, you know, he just said a transgender cannot serve in the armed forces. And it sent them up a tree. And think of Jesus' name being used at the inauguration by the men and women who prayed at his beginning. I get the right words here, you know. And sends them crazy because they are into secular humanism. They're into evolution. They're into no absolutes. Nothing is right and nothing is wrong. You can't accuse a sodomite of doing anything wrong because there's nothing right and there's nothing wrong. See, it all comes right out of all of that. The fear of God now, the fear of God has vanished. The fear of God has vanished. With this no absolutes, no rights and wrong, and you can write up the top of the list of things I'm giving you, and you got the same thing. Now, if you're watching on Facebook, you can read this. Just click on the comments above the screen, and it'll all come open there in front of you, and you can read the very things I'm reading to you, because I'm telling you, this is the picture of why they hate President Donald Trump. Now, you need to send this to some friends. You need to share it right now with everybody you can get a hold of. You Facebook folks, you need to share it with everybody on your friends list. If about 100 of you would, we'll have several hundred listening by the time we finish this today, and it will be wonderful. Now, number four was the fear of God has vanished. Well, if there's no absolutes and evolution, we didn't come from the creative hand of God. And, you know, if all that's true, then there are no absolutes and there's no God to fear. Why fear a God that don't exist? Because if all the fear of God has vanished and all the absolutes have vanished and everything is a smorgasbord, well, there's no reason to fear God. Now, unbridled behavior has now captured the world. Why do kids act like they do? Why are people killing one another on Facebook? Why are people committing such atrocities? Atrocities. That's the only word you can say for it. Evil, wickedness. I've never seen such. I'm not kidding you. I've never seen such. What is it? Why is it? What's it coming from? Coming from the idea that we are not created by God. We're just an involved animal, and we're just a little better than the dogs, and all the things that go with humanism and go with the loss of the fear of God and the loss of respect for the Bible and the loss of respect for things that are pure and things that are holy. Now, unbridled behavior has now captured the world. You got that? Unbridled behavior. The human family is just a little bit better than the animal creatures. Just a little involved. We just evolved a little further. Just evolved a little further. And the behavior of animals is studied in trying to understand the behavior of humans today. It's a crazy world. And President Trump stands on the opposite side of every bit of this. I don't know one thing I'm reading to you that you can't hear in his thinking and what he's saying and what he's doing that isn't the opposite of this. And the liberals have gone crazy. They will do everything in their power to get that man out of power. They will not stop. They will fight to the end. And only God and prayer can save us from the swamp that they want to create for us to live in and dwell in. Now, the human family is just a little bit better than the animals. And you see, psychology and evolution has produced the whole lifestyle of sodomy. You got to hear this. Evolution and psychology and no absolutes and all these things I'm reading to you has produced. Sodomy is the product of those things, of that kind of thinking, of that kind of acting, of that kind of doing. All of this, see, is a process. It started with evolution. It then became psychological training by so-called psychologists who thought they were. And I've read about Freud, and I've read about Jung, and I've read numbers of them. And if you knew how they ended their life, it would scare you to death. Every one of them that I followed and traced their life, they died in misery. A horrible death, because it is a horrible world when you think of a world without God. It is. It's a horrible world. And number 8, there is no heaven and no hell. Now, you got evolution, you got psychology, you got no absolutes, you got no rights and wrong, you got sodomy and no heaven or hell. It's the normal end. It's the normal process. You can hear in our president things that contradict all of this. I mean, absolutely contradicts it all. He wants to restore the values of the Western world, which was rooted in the Bible, which was rooted in the scripture, which was rooted in holy thinking and holy living. Oh, friend, hear me. Now, religion now, with all of the things I've said, religion is nothing but hang-ups. Religion, true salvation, is nothing but a hang-up. In fact, all religions is nothing but a hang-up. They don't mean anything, and if they could eliminate them, that's what they want to do. Oh, friend, now those are 9 things that make this liberal world hate the president. Do you understand? How many of you agree with that? Now, I'm going to open the lines. I want you to call 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. There they are in front of you, 1-800-338-7884. jrc@paulcreek.org is the email. I will go to the email in a little bit and read them, and I want to hear from you. I don't want to waste a bit of time. I'm going to read these numbers one more time, and it's going to vanish, so you need to get a pencil real quickly, 704-391-0588, 391-0588, that's our number 24/7. Anytime you want to get a hold of Paul Creek, that's our number, 704-391-0588, our toll-free number, available across America and Canada, 1-800 1-800-33-TRUTH. Isn't that beautiful? 33-TRUTH. T-R-U-T-H. That is 338-7884. Now, you, of course, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want to open the lines, and I want to hear from you, and I want to see what you're thinking concerning what I've said and Donald Trump. How many of you agree with me? Let me have a couple that disagree and a couple that agree, okay? Grab your phone, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Now, I'm waiting for you. I want to hear from you. I want to do my best to talk and answer questions and really get to the heart of this matter. And I want to see you develop a chain in your life of prayer. And you'll begin to cry out to God to help this nation return to biblical values. And you start with your own self and start with your own home and start with your own church and help turn things back to biblical values and biblical truth. There are rights and there are wrongs. There are rights and there are wrong. Any preacher that won't preach the right and wrong of the Bible isn't worth his salt and needs to be pushed out of the pulpit and sent to get him a job selling cars or doing something else. You know, he has no place in the pulpit if he don't believe this Bible. If he don't preach this whole Bible. If he doesn't preach against right and wrong, good and bad. Now, I got an outstanding booklet to offer you. Outstanding booklet to offer you that goes with this subject. Has a picture, Satan, the Prince of Nothing. Satan, the Prince of Nothing. Oh, I like that. Satan is the Prince of Nothing. You understand that? Now, you grab a phone, 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. I will treat you good. We'll talk together. Grab your phone. I'm looking to hear from you, and you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, that's all time.
You got to back off your phone. So many people talk a little too bassy, you know, right up in their phone, and it gets distorted. Back off, and now tell me that again.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I just want to say you're right on target, Pastor Chambers. We live in these end days. They don't really have much toleration for Christianity. Come on.
So you can see what I've said everywhere, can't you?
Yes, no doubt. You see it everywhere.
And you can understand why they hate President Trump.
Yes, I hate Trump.
No. He's trying to turn us back to decent values. Really is. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. I don't know whether he's the present governor or the past governor. I can't remember that. But I know that he said this week that President Trump's kind of like David, King David in the Bible. He's not perfect, but he certainly is here to do some good. And he is.
He's trying to do good. I mean, he's trying to do good. I can understand why people... Oh, well, I can. You know, the time we live in the spirit of age, that all this stuff is going on. They think Trump is race, which is not. I mean, I don't know what it's from. He was actually coming from the left.
Thank you so much for calling, my dear friend. And I'm glad you're enjoying this. I'm just doing my best to say the truth. All I do is care about people, care about everybody listening. I care about America. I love my nation. I've been in over 20 countries, and I'm always glad to come home.
Okay.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you. Now, listen, I want you to call. I want to get you on the lines, and I want to talk to you. I want to hear from you, and I want to be a blessing to you because we are living in the late hour. The coming of the Lord's at the door, and I want you to really grow and mature in this Bible and learn the Holy Scripture and get it written upon you, the avenues of your mind and the very centers of your heart, and live in it, and you'll have happiness. You'll have joy. Plus, you'll go to heaven and not hell, because hell is a real place. Oh, I tell you right now, those secular humanists, they go bonkers with somebody trying to preach about hell and heaven. And most preachers don't preach about either one of them anymore either. See, you don't judge your preacher by what he preaches. You judge him by what he don't preach. Did you hear me? Judge that man in your pulpit by what he never mentions, what he will not preach, what he's scared to preach, what he probably don't even believe. You know, when you judge him by that, it'll scare you good. I promise you. Keep a list of the wonderful doctrines of the Bible and how often he preaches them. Make you a list of heaven and hell and make a list of the pre-trib rapture and the blood and just all kinds of basic Bible words. And then keep you a list and check, put a number every time he names one of those in preaching them. And just keep a list of him. And you might want to run. You might want to go find your preacher that preaches the Word of God. I had somebody telling me this morning of a certain pastor that has been a friend of mine, and they said he believes in the gap theory. I said, no, come on. How could any man of God believe in the gap theory? He's denying the book of Genesis being literal and real. He's denying the very basis of sin. Adam and Eve were the first sinners. Our sin was born of them. Jesus was the second Adam, the Bible said. You can't believe in the gap theory and believe in the literal Word of God. I'm telling you that right now, real plain. I hope you listen to me. I hope you listen to me. It's sad when you go off on these things. Let me tell you, we're having a Southern Gospel Sing 2 weeks from tonight. 2 weeks from tonight. Saturday night, the 19th. Saturday night, the 19th. We're having a gospel sing here at Paul Creek. The singers are the Nesbitt family called Forever Redeemed. The Nesbitt family called Forever Redeemed. They were here some 2 or 3 months ago, and they were breathtaking, and you don't want to miss it. Go start at 6 o'clock so we can go long, and people can get out of here early enough to get home in case they have to drive, you know, 100 miles or 50 miles. They won't be late and be late for church tomorrow. Very important. Don't miss hearing the Nesbitt singers 2 weeks from tonight. 2 weeks from tonight, Saturday. The 19th of August. Okay, you on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, brother, I do not have my Bible with me. Would you turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 8?
Turn where now?
Colossians chapter 2, verse 8.
Colossians chapter 2, which chapter? Chapter 2, verse 8. Gotcha.
2, verse 8. This is Paul writing to the Colossians. I know he may be talking about the law like he did in Galatians, but the Word of God applies not just to his time, but all times.
Yeah, let me read it. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. That's excellent, my friend. That's exactly what he's saying. Don't let these philosophies spoil you. Don't let these crazy ideas trip you up. Evolution is a lie out of hell. Evolution is a lie. An absolute lie. God created us. God made us in his image and likeness. And on. All the things I've said, you can see a world of difference between the Bible and what this world is saying. Thank you.
Okay. Reverse 10 now.
All right, I'll do it.
This is the answer to all of it.
And ye are complete in him. This is Jesus. You're complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. Oh, I like that. And you're complete in Christ, which is the head of all principalities and power.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful. Call us quickly. Hey, you know, it's beautiful when you begin to study this Holy Bible and find that God's Word is just complete and pure and perfect. I mean, it's everything you have need of. It's everything you could ever want. You get in the Bible, it'll change your life. It'll turn you upside down. The philosophies of this world are always insane. You can trust it. You can believe it. I know there's sometimes a little element of truth. Sometimes a little half truth. Sometimes a little something that sounds a little better. But watch it. Watch it. The Bible is the final word. It is infallible. It is truth. Now, the lines are open, and I don't want to leave a minute open. I want you on the phones. If you don't believe in secular humanism, call me and tell me. If you do believe in it, call me and tell me why. I want to hear why anybody would believe in evolution. Why anybody would believe in secular humanism. Why anybody would believe that sodomy is okay. Why anybody would believe there are no rights and there are no wrongs. I mean, absolutes is one of the bases of the Bible. Everything in the Bible is absolute. Everything in the world is not absolute. It hates absolutes. It wants to be free to kind of pick and choose, go the way they want to go. And I want to hear from you. You see, we're talking about exactly what the devil has done to our world. Now, you do understand this is all the work of Satan. Satan is the god of this world. Satan has brought evolution to be to be there, to be known, and to be supported, and to be defended, and really, it absolutely dominates the educational system of America, and is a blatant lie. Can you imagine how the educational system of America became based on a blatant lie? How that ever happened? It was because somebody wasn't doing their job. Somebody wasn't standing up tall like they should have been standing. Somebody had fell by the wayside, see? And now we're having to try to help people understand evolution is a lie. Secular humanism is nothing but a lie. Secular humanism is based entirely on evolution. In this article I'm giving you, there is documented words, documented statements from psychologists to prove what I'm saying to you. I'm here to tell you, you need to read it and you need to study it, and it will make you love your Bible like you've never loved your Bible before. Because everything out there is contrary to your Bible. Everything that's happening in our world is contrary to your Bible. Everything you see around you in the liberal world, on the media, the liberal media, I mean, it's contrary to the Bible. And when you understand that, you know how to resist it, and you know how to pray. You know how to pray. You need to be praying for Donald Trump that nothing can stop him. Pray for God to stop this Mueller. This man who's doing his best to search and search and search to find something he can charge the president with, because they will die to get rid of that man. He represents the old world of biblical values to a degree, not totally. He's not perfect. I'm not saying he's absolute. No, no, no. You know I'm telling you straight as an arrow that the basic things we are seeing occur are things that we need to go back to. And it will only get better as a year or two elapses and goes along. And I pray you'll get on your face and pray and cry out to God, because secular humanism is dangerous. If anybody's tried to prove to you that sodomy is okay, you understand it came out of evolution and secular humanism and no absolutes. A man is just a improved animal, just a evolved animal. I mean, when you get all of that in your mind, then they won't be able to convince you of these crazy things like sodomy. They won't be able to convince you that transgender is some sensible idea. They can't do it. And the reason most people can't even argue against what's happening in our world is because they don't know the truth of the Bible as it relates to the era of evolution and psychology and sociology and all of those high-sounding words of philosophy. Oh, my dear friend, hear me. Hear me. I'm telling you the truth, and you are on the air, and how may I help you, please?
Hey, Dr. Chambers, I just wanted to point something out. I noticed in Romans, chapter 1,
yes,
22. This is a popular verse. I've always heard it. Romans 1, 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Oh, boy. Then, and what verse is that now?
Romans chapter 1.
Yes, I knew that.
Verse 22.
Verse 22. Professing themselves. I'm sorry. 22. I hadn't found the right verse yet. Verse 22, did you say?
That's correct, yes.
Well, I'm not finding the right verse because it's not 22. Romans 1. Oh, I'm in Romans 2. Come on, Reverend Chambers. Get with it, man. Get with it. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Hey, you know God is calling that whole Democratic liberal mess fools. That's what he's doing.
Exactly right. But notice this. I never noticed this before until a few years ago I was reading through this. If you look up to verse 18, verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for he has showed it to them. And then verse 20, the visible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
You know, that is a positive, clear picture of what's happened to our world. I mean, literally, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And because they changed the truth of God into a lie and served the creature instead of the creator. See, humanism is built on the creature and not the creator. The very basis of humanism is human. Notice the word humanism. Look at what the first five letters are. H-U-M-A-N, humanism. So it is a false picture of the human. It is a picture where the human is created above God in their thinking of what he's bigger than God, and their thinking they think is better than God's thinking.
That's right. I thought that was a very timely revelation that these days everybody's so smart if you believe evolution, because that's supposed to be science.
Exactly right. Romans 1 is probably the best chapter in the Bible to set people straight who are out here going the way of the world. Because it plainly says, look up. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. Look at the stars. Look at the human body. Look at the human mind. Look at all of this that God has made. And if you don't see God, you're dumb. You're stupid. You're blind.
That's right.
I love you, friend. Thank you. Call us quickly, sir, friends. Call us quickly. This is good. I mean, everybody's helping me today. I like that. See, I'm not all smart. I'm just a preacher. I'm just a man who loves the Bible. I'm just a man who believes the Word of God. I believe it's infallible. And I see these people that have made themselves fools. And if you call them a fool to their face, they might just slap you because, you know, they think they're smart. And they're not smart. I've been in colleges so many times. I used to get a chance to debate in them every once in a while when I was fighting the Concerned Charlatans battle to clean up pornography. And oh, it was fun. I had debates on secular humanism with secular humanists. Never forget one in Greensboro at the Greensboro University of North Carolina. And it was incredible, the joy of that debate. And I said to the feminist that was debating with me, I said, what do you tell somebody that's died and the family is there and you're the preacher? He was a preacher, a humanistic preacher. What do you tell them? Well, remember all the good things he had. Remember how much he enjoyed life. But he's gone. He's off the page. His name is forgotten, sir. Come on. You know, it's amazing how this crowd is so unwilling to listen. Oh, I wish there would be a humanist that would hear me today and say, praise God, he's told me what I've been needing to hear. And call me up right on this program and repent. And let's turn to God right now while we're on the radio. Because everybody out there knows what I'm saying. You can't hear what I've said today and not believe it if you believe the Bible. You really can't. You cannot hear what I said and not believe it if you believe the Bible. Now, I want you to call and get this booklet. I want every preacher in America to have this. So you call and get two copies, one for you and one for your preacher, will you? I like the picture at the front of it. Satan, the prince of nothing. Satan, the prince of nothing. Devil is a liar. He's a liar, and he's defeated by the blood of Jesus. So you don't have to listen to him. If you listen to him, it's because you don't try not to listen to him. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. Don't you think all this is part of God bringing people over to a rapture time?
Wait a minute. Now, you go back and say that. Back off your phone and say it real slow and real plain. I don't know why telephones are so hard for me to hear anymore. I think it has to do with my ears more than anything else. Age has taken its toll. But say it again.
I say it. Don't you think all transgender problems and all this mess due to God turning people over to a reprobate mind because of their lack fear of God?
Absolutely. One of the biggest things happening right now is preachers and people and church members and sinners and godless people are being turned over to a reprobate mind simply because they knew the truth and they did not listen to it. They knew the truth and they did not listen to it. I know multitudes of people who know the truth. I know multitudes who've sat under me. I've got grandchildren who sat under me, and now they don't even go to church. And they, you know, the only thing will keep them from being turned over to a reprobate mind is this old man on his face with his wife, grandmother, on her face, and crying out to God and doing our best to break through those barriers of the devil. But the devil is destroying a multitude all over this world.
Amen. And, you know, if people will, instead of turning their back on Jesus, they need to look to Jesus and follow Jesus.
Well, you're right, but you got to understand, when you're humanistic and you're living for self and you forgot their rights and wrongs, you forget that you've got sin in your life. People commit fornication. They live with one another. There are churches all over Charlotte that couples go, part of the church. They sing in the choirs. They teach Sunday school. And they're shacking up with man or woman and not even married. This is happening big time all over the world because we've lost the fear of God. A man and woman living together without marriage are fornicators. They not only are fornicators, they're destroying their own physical body. The Bible says that fornication is a sin against the body. The Bible says that very clear. He that committeth fornication sinneth against their own body. They are destroying their physical body, and suddenly it's going to fall apart, and they're going to wonder, why is my body falling apart? I'm only 32 of 39 of 42. What's wrong with me? You've sinned until you've destroyed your body, and they're doing it.
I'm doing that.
Thank you, sir. God bless your heart. Give us a call now. We got time for 4 or 5 calls, maybe 6. If you'll call quickly, I want to hear what you're saying. I want to hear your question. I really want to get into questions. I appreciate people who just compliment me. That's good. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here to talk to people who don't understand this and help you understand it. I want to help you understand it now. While you are calling, the lines are open right now, 704-391-0588. Grab your phone. Grab your phone. Radio people, all my radio listeners all over Charlotte, I've got thousands. You never called. Get on your phone and call today. Make yourself known. I don't want people to know I listen to you. I probably got a lot of them, you know, because you'll get criticized for listening to Joseph Chambers because I'm old-fashioned in the Bible. Humanism is a lie. Evolution is a lie. Sodomy is a godless lifestyle that will send you to hell. Heaven is a real place. Hell is a real place. I mean, all of these things I've named for you are things that makes liberals hate us. Hate us. No doubt about it. But we believe in them. We know they're right. We know God's word is above the human word. We know that. And the Bible is plain. And Romans 1 is a book everybody out there ought to read. Now, while you're calling, I want to say something to you. I am a pastor. We have a great Christian school here. A great Christian school. But I'm in need of a teacher. I am desperate to find a good teacher. Maybe even two. We're growing. I don't know how many classes we'll need this year, but we're growing. And I need two teachers, let me say two, because that is a possibility. Would you let me know if you are interested in being a Christian school teacher and you have the training, you have the capacity, you have the experience, and you need a good place? You see, there are many good teachers out there who are leaving public schools because it's hell-bent. It's a dark place. Anybody who put their kids in Christian in public schools today is lacking a few noodles up in the top story. It's just that bad. It really is. And I know there's some places in little communities and kind of hid away places and with a good principal and he kind of hides all he's standing for and it's pretty decent. Some places, but not many. And eventually it will fall because the devil is out to destroy every school that would dare hold up any value. And I need some workers. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? You may know somebody. You may tell somebody. You may be interested yourself. You ought to call me when the program is over. Wait till about 2:30 and call the same number, 704-391-0588, and I'll talk to you. I'll get you to send me a resume, and then we'll get involved, okay? I got to do it quickly. I don't have a lot of time. I can't wait around. I really can't. Now, number two, I want to tell you that I'm seeing an increase in my partnership. I'm seeing an increase in my partnership because it's become desperate. Not many preachers are telling you the things I'm telling you. They really aren't. They really aren't. And you need to be a partner to this ministry. If you'll go on our website, pawcreek.org, pawcreek, pawcreek.org, you'll find a place called PayPal. Just scroll down on the front screen, and when you get to PayPal, click on it. It'll give you a wonder, and you can send a gift. I'd like to ask 100 people to send me a gift by Tuesday on PayPal. 100 people all over Facebook, all over Internet, all over radio. Go to paulcreek.org on the Facebook and send me a gift by Tuesday. 100 people sending me a gift by Tuesday. Can you believe that? I'm going to believe for it. I'm going to believe for it. How many of you out there will pray about that, that God will do it? I have people all the time telling me, I've been planning to give. I've been aiming to give. I've been thinking about giving. I know I need to give. Well, do something about it and give. Okay? It's a burden. It's a burden. I mean, several thousand dollars a month to carry on this work. And I need you helping me. Okay? Good enough? Have I got your attention? Now I want your calls. I want to get back on this great subject of the failure of secular humanism. The darkness of evolution. I want to tell you something. You wasn't first a monkey and then a human. You didn't come from a tadpole. You didn't come out of some crazy, insane, evolving process. God created you. Every one of you listening to me was made and created in the image of God. You have within you a spirit. A spirit. And that spirit has a kinship with God. That spirit will never be satisfied within. You'll never have a deep peace of mind until you bring some life to that spirit of you. And Jesus alone can bring life to that spirit of you. When you repent and you're born again, that's exactly what born again means. It means that he moves within your spirit. He takes over the charge of your life. He washes you from your sins. He makes a new creature out of you. He turns you upside right. Upside right, my friend, and makes something special out of your life. Now, do it today. Don't wait. Do it today. Turn your life over to Christ. If you want to be in a great church, you come to Paul Creek. There's a moving of the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm telling my people? We are fixing to see the sovereign presence of the Holy Ghost. How many of you out there have ever seen God's Shekinah glory? I have at least twice. At least twice I've seen God's Shekinah glory. It was in the 50s over here on Wilkerson Boulevard, the old Church of God campground, the big tabernacle. I saw God's glory come in that place and sweep up. It wasn't big emotions. It wasn't so much noise. It was power. You see, most churches today have about twice as much power, maybe double power, more, I mean double noise. I'm trying to say the right thing here. They have a lot of noise, but not power. The church needs to get back to where the power floods our church, and sinners shake in the conviction of sin and run to an altar, tears streaming from their faces and getting right with God. That's the need of the hour, and I'm praying for it. I'm on my face for it, and I know it's coming. I'm expecting it to come. You're going to hear one Saturday, Sunday, Monday, sometime of the week, sometime of the month. Somebody's going to say to you, did you hear what's going on over at that church on Tuckasegee? God has been coming down in that place and has been filled with the presence of God, and the altars are flooded with sinners coming to Christ. You need to go visit that place. You're going to hear that. I really believe it. If Jesus tarries, you're going to hear it. Oh, I'm expecting it any hour, any day. Now, I've got 15 minutes. I want to go back to those phones, and I want your calls. 1-800. Come on, grab your phone now. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number, remember, 704-391-0588. Now, how many of you out there can say to Brother Chambers, I believe that God created us with his own skills, and we were created by God. We're not evolved. I don't believe in evolution. I believe in creation. Would somebody call and tell me why you believe in creation? Or creationism, if you want to call it that. How many would you call and say, I want you to know I believe in it. I want you to know I believe in it. And you can tell me why you believe in it. Or you can say, Brother Chambers, you tell me why you believe in creationism. Why you believe that psychology is just a lot of hooey. Why do you believe that sodomy is deep wrong, and that any idea of no absolutes is just insane? If a society has no absolutes, how do you control the behavior of this crowd of people out there who are going bonkers? That's why they're going bonkers. That's why they're doing such wild things. That's why people kill and destroy and just act in insane ways and feel no remorse and feel no conviction about it. is because they have no fear of God, and they don't believe in any kind of absolutes. Everything is relative. Everything is your choice. Everything, you choose what you please to choose. Now, while you're calling, grab your phone now, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Okay, grab your phone. I'm looking for you to call, and I'm reading. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now notice that. Notice that, friend. That's overwhelming. Because when they knew God, how many people out there were raised? I ask people all the time, were you raised in a good church? Yes, I was. Well, why aren't you going? Well, I just don't feel the urge anymore. I mean, that you got that by the multitudes out there who were raised by grandmas and granddaddies. People all the time telling me, oh, my mother was a great old saint of God. We had supper at a restaurant, my wife and I, a few days ago. Little lady, very precious, in her last year of college. And she was telling us about her old grandmother. And she loved us because we reminded her of her old grandmother and the things her grandmother loved and believed. I hear that all the time. When people see my wife and I out, you know, we're in the 80s and we're just kind of old looking, and mama's walking with a cane and papa's holding on to her, and they say, oh, you look like, I remember so-and-so used to look. You look like so-and-so used to act. Yeah, I bet you're Christians, old-fashioned Christians, aren't you? You know, people know that. People really do know that. Why do they not want to turn back to it? Well, because just what I read, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They didn't praise him. They didn't honor him. They didn't magnify him. They ignored him, went on with their own life. And what did God do? God, the Bible said, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. You've got to understand that sin will darken your heart. Sin will turn your heart as dark and as blind and as helpless. And you'll trudge your way right on to hell. And don't even see the preface up there that you're about to fall off of. You know, you're just going to hell and nobody can stop you. And you get upset with a preacher like me. I deal with people straight to the point. Somebody tells me, well, I know I don't go to church and I'm not really living good, but I was saved when I was a little boy and I'm still okay. I'm ready to go. He calls me. No, you're not ready to go. You're going to go to hell. Boy, they're ready to get mad at you. They're ready to get hot at you. And I can understand, but I have no other choice but to say it plain. Because, friend, if you don't know Jesus, you're not living a godly life, you're not ready to go to heaven. And there's not but one other place. You understand? You're not ready to go to heaven, and there's not one other place. Hey, grab your phone. 1-800. I know I'm preaching. I can do it right on. I got 11 minutes here. I'll lay it on you. I don't mind. I don't mind bringing you the truth because I might just help you turn. Are you about ready to turn? There are people listening to me. Whew, I felt it. There are people listening to me, and you know you need to change. You need to turn around. You know you've just gone as far as you ought to go. You just got to get in a good church. I want you to come right here tomorrow and hear me preach. I promise you, I'll love you. Love will meet you at the door. My people will love you. We won't criticize you. We won't cut you down because your lifestyle may be different from ours. We'll love on you and tell you about a man who can change your life and make you everything lovely and everything grand and everything beautiful and everything happy and everything holy. I mean, he's ready. That's what he really wants to do. I got to read another verse here. This man read this while ago, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Do you understand how many media people are nothing but great big fools? Do you understand how many educators, great noted minds, and great politicians that can sway the people with their words, but they're fools according to the Bible, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Anytime you think you're wise in your own wisdom, you are a fool. Did you hear me? Anytime you think you're wise, I know better than to think I'm wise. I'm only wise in the Bible. I'm only wise when I believe the scripture. I'm only wise when I stay in the book. And friend, you've got to turn back to God. This evolution, this secular humanism, this no absolutes, you're nothing but an evolved creature, a little bigger and better than the animals. And most people don't even act as good as the dogs do today, who have progressed in their godless life. You know, it's just that bad. It really is. And change the glory of God. Change the glory of God, the uncorruptible God, into an image made like unto corruptible man, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Is that not what I just said? That's what evolution does for you. It just makes you a little higher than that creeping thing, a little higher than that flying bird, a little higher than that unclean thing living under the front porch. That's all it does. Makes you just a little higher and gives you no absolutes. And so you just live like you please and you wind up in hell. You won't be able to point your finger in my face. I'm not going to be anywhere you can find me anyway. But if you could find me, you won't be able to point your finger in my face and say Reverend Chambers didn't tell me the truth. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to bring you the truth and warn you it's time to turn. Turn. Turn around. Turn a burn, as one man said. Turn a burn. And it's really somebody is trying to think, I got to turn. I got to change. Hey, you'll be happier than you've ever been. You'll call me up and say, Brother Chambers, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me how happy I was going to be? And I'm going to say, I tried, and you wouldn't listen, you old hard head. Oh, God bless you. I love you, folks. I love every one of you. And to bring you these truths is the thrill. Now, I want the phone to ring off with people who want this booklet. I want to ring off with people. It'll be put in a beautiful form. It'll be really nice. You can put it right in your Bible, and you can take it. You can share it with your pastor. Man, he'll have something to preach next Sunday. Oh, you say he won't preach it. Well, that may be true. If he won't, then you need to find the church you will. Hey, grab your phone. I want to hear from you. You are important, and I want you to have this. I really do. I want you to have it. God bless you. You are on the air.
Dr. Chambers, I've been thinking about all this evolution thing. And I've been saying this, and I don't know what you think about this, but everybody's evolving and evolving, but they've never evolved to the point that they don't get old, and they have not evolved to the point they don't know how not to die.
Well, you're right. They never can evolve above about 77 years average. My wife and I've already fooled it by 5 years each. But it's sad. Evolution is the biggest lie human creatures ever heard.
I believe every bit of it, and I thank you for everything you're saying.
Well, I'm just standing up for the truth, dear lady. You know Brother Chambers that good. And I'm crying out to sinners. I'm making an appeal to the unsaved right now. Turn to Christ. Don't continue on this hopeless road. Don't continue down this dark trail. Don't continue down this path of nothing. There's nothing at the end but sorrow and sadness and gloom. You know, it's sad. God bless you. Bless your sweetheart. We could take one more call, 704-391-0588. Now, I want to remind you of three things. That's singing. 2 weeks from tonight, old-fashioned Southern singing. You haven't been in a Southern gospel singing in a long time, the majority of you. Fill this place Sunday, 2 weeks from tonight, the 19th. I'm looking for you. I believe we're going to pack this place. Come early. We start at 6, should be out about 8. So if you've got to drive a while to get home, you'll have time to do it. I want you to be here Saturday night, 2 weeks. And then I want you to remember, in the morning, I am preaching the Word. And we've been having such wonderful services. And you could come to Christ tomorrow. Nobody will try to make you. Nobody will come back and beg you. Nobody try to push you. It'll be your choice. But I'm going to preach the Word to you. Okay? Now, don't forget. Don't forget school. Our Christian school. You need your kids in a Christian academy. And we've got the best in Charlotte. And we need a couple of teachers. I've got to have some teachers now. I need my phone to ring off when this thing is over with people that know somebody. Are you interested? Okay? I do, and I need you to be a partner with me on PayPal. Go to paulcreek.org, paulcreek.org, hear that, P-A-W, paulcreek.org, and scroll down, you'll find PayPal, and go on and send a gift. I want 300 gifts by Tuesday. 300 people to give a gift by Tuesday. It may not be $5, $10, whatever you can give, maybe $1,000. Somebody will give a big one, probably, out of the 300, and I want every one of you now, Facebook, internet or radio. Are you listening? Facebook, internet, or radio? I want to hear from you. I really do want to hear from you. Very important. And don't forget the school, and don't forget the saying. Oh, this has been a good program. I've loved it. Hey, friend, I love you. I'm here to tell you the wonderful truth. Now, I want you to pray much for President Trump. He's in a war. They're doing their best to destroy him, but he stood the test so far, but he needs your prayers. Can you imagine how it must feel to him, what he's under, what the stress he's having to endure, the hatred that he's having to face? Can you imagine? Pray for him. And pray that God will stop his enemies. That he'll just put stop them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I need your prayer. And you on the air. May I help you, please?
Hello, Brother Chambers.
Hey there.
I was created by God.
You were?
Yes.
How do you know?
I believe in the...
No, how do you know you were created by God?
Because my Bible tells me so.
Oh, right. That's good enough.
And I love the Word of God, and I thank God for your stand for the Word of God and for the truth.
Thank you. You're a sweetheart.
Yeah, you're a precious man of God in my...
I'm doing my best. I'm fighting a good fight. I can't wait to hear him say, well done. Did you know that I've never seen God, but I'm going to see God because Jesus is going to confess me to the Father. And when Jesus confesses to the Father, me, Joe Chambers, and he's going to do it for anybody that let him, anybody that's faithful to him, he's going to confess me to God. And for the first time, I'm going to look into the face of God. And I'm going to be overwhelmed. I may not be able to get words out, but, I'll have a new glorified body, so I probably can. That's going to be a special moment. That really is going to be great. I want you to be there doing it too, okay?
Hallelujah.
God bless your heart. Call us now. Maybe one more call. Let me see here. Call us quickly. I tell you right now, I love what we are doing today. I love this program. I love the things I've been able to say. I love my defense of President Donald Trump, a decent man. I'm telling you, nobody knew that he was going to get elected like God had shown me. It won't going to be Hillary Clinton. And so it had to be Donald Trump. And I had no doubt. I knew she could not get elected because God had said she couldn't get elected. And she's not going to. And she's only going to make a fool out of herself if she runs again. I feel sorry for her. She just don't know better. She really don't. Now, friends, this has been a great program. Don't miss next week. We're going to continue for 6 more weeks talking about the ways that Satan is doing his best to destroy this world. The things he's doing, you will learn some things that will make your Bible real. I hope today has really made your Bible come alive. I really do. I hope it's made your Bible come alive. You have heard very plainly that the Democrats and the liberal left, even Republicans, wherever they are, that they are nothing but Bible haters. The whole purpose, the whole being, the whole doing that they involved in is against the Bible. And they are going to fail. Do you hear me? They are going to fail. There is no ifs and there is no ands. They are going to fail. And when you think about it, when you see it, you know that God is so faithful to his children. God is so faithful to his children. Well, let's end here with a little more of that good music I shared with you. I love you. The phones are open. The ladies will stay as long as you call 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I got to hear from you. You are so very important. You are so very important. Here's the numbers they look at so you won't forget them. I love you. Jesus is coming soon, imminent, even at the door. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be gone and you won't hear me no more if you're not right with God. Did you hear that? You won't hear me no more if you're not right with God. I love you. God bless you. And bye-bye. Blessings to you and blessings to your heart. You are wonderful and I love you. I really do.
Story. How a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. Woo! And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say,
you can be saved right now.
And there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. 'Twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone, and there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, there in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. And when Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. For you got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad. Oh, come on, let's sing. Oh, yes, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary.
You can do this right now. You can turn to Christ. I beg of you.
In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. And I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. And my soul is filled with music. With all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone.